Refuse an agent. Mr. King, I think you've already received our letter, which suggested our desire to be an agent for your products. Yes, Mr. Wu. We received it a week ago. What's your opinion? To be frank, Mr. Wu, after reading your letter, I feel that it's not a mature time for you to act as a sole agent for us. Why not? Here are several points to support my idea. Firstly, you are not very experienced in trading with our products. You'll need some time to find out the potential marketability. Second, the annual order time and turnover you promised is much lower than our expectation. But this figure is only our first year's aim. We'll gradually enlarge our selling amount later. Though the order is not big, it will help you to establish your market channel and expand the influence of your products in the region. Don't you think so? What you say is reasonable, but it's not the only way to push sales for us. We may make full use of our advertisements and sales force to enlarge our sales market. But these will cost more, and the effect may not be as evident as to have an agent. I see your point, Mr. Wu. Thank you for your good intentions. We'll consider your request when the chances serve. Four. Discussion with the agent. We'd like